B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Welcome to the Beer Run, part of the BS and Beer family. The only Saints podcast with a 2-drink minimum takes as bad as us all believing in Dennis Allen.
That's a joke, boy. You missed it. Went right past you. You gotta keep on your toes. Put toes at it.
California Cajun. Me as Little Dice. How you doing, brother?
What's up, Craig? This is a long freaking week because of what happened on Sunday.
It's only Tuesday.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. So here on the Beer Run, you know, we got 4 downs. We're going to talk some topics about the Saints. Going to get a little sad. Sorry, but it's the state of the Who Dat Nation. So that's what we got, man. So yeah, we're going to talk about some beer. Definitely Jameis Winston, considering the article that came out from Nick Underhill. Definitely want to talk some DA and just... let's talk about the future of the Saints because, you know, this year is pretty much over now. So let's talk about the future, right?
Man. One afternoon, we went from playing for first place to being in last place and with no future.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to discuss all this. Referees, get out there, spot the ball. Let's get this thing going.
First down, Saints.
All right, Craig, what we drinking today, man?
Look, it's like 10 a.m. where I'm working right now. Still got to go to the gym today. I got a full day of work. So I'm doing King of Beers, a lukewarm Budweiser. It is always there for me. Budweiser has never let me down. And in these trying times, it's important to have the friends that have your back.
Yeah.
The only thing about it is it's a twist off. So I'm going to pry it off anyway, just so that we can have our little sound on the show. And yeah, you could have fooled me. Sounds like a good pop on a beer. I'm gonna have a little sip. I'm going to regret it. And I'm just going to keep trying to drag myself through the next. How many games we got left? 6?
Too many. How many we got left? Too damn many.
Drinking.
All right, Craig, you are a braver man than me because
yes, I
forgot my beer and so it's not cold. And so I called.
Oh, no, this was in the pantry. I didn't have a cold one either.
Yeah. But I called the audible and I was like, I'm not drinking warm beer.
See, I'm drinking a warm beer because I don't even care. If the Saints don't care, why the hell should I care?
Oh, the standards are just slipping all over the place. All over the place.
At least I'm having a beer on the Beer Run. You're not having a beer.
We're not. We're not having a beer, Craig. We're doing lemonade and vodka. How about that?
You know what? I've actually I've been having a craving for lemonade lately. It's weird that you say that. So I'm game, man. I'm down for some lemonade.
Good stuff.
What are we doing? You got the quality of the stuff going on?
Pinnacle. I roll.
That's a no.
I roll with the typical stuff. We're not spending $1 million on vodka.
I had a bottle of Pinnacle because they do all the flavored varieties. It was like whipped cream flavored. Yeah. And it was awful. And we had it for like 6 years because we could never find excuses to drink it. Like I was a bartender. So like I could mix whatever and everything. And no matter what I put that in, it would just taste. It would, yeah, not good. Not a good thing. So if that's your favorite drink, you can probably just turn the show off. That's fine. Check back in next week when I'll ruin something else you like.
Second down.
All right, Craig. Let's talk about this story. Jameis Winston, being hurt but playing through his injury. You know, we talked about it a little bit just as fans without having any of the insight. But just from what we saw, we thought he was hurt and he threw a bunch of deep passes that did not connect. And Jameis is saying in a Nick Underhill article he wish he did not play in that Tampa Bay game to put that bad film out there. So why did DA allow this to happen?
Be bad. Well, the easy answer is that Dennis Allen is terrible at his job. He is an incompetent person. That you are your record. We had excuses for everything he did wrong in Oakland, and he didn't have any of those excuses here. Had, you know, the Mickey Loomis, Gale Benson support structure. He had leaders on the roster. He had Pro Bowlers on the roster. He had young talent, and he has the team as bad as we were the year Katrina hit.
Right.
Last time the Saints were 3-7 after 10 games, we were playing home games at MetLife Stadium and recovering from an actual goddamn natural disaster. Yeah. Dennis Allen is as bad for a football team as a hurricane.
Yeah, they were practicing in garages and stuff.
Honestly, I'm being a little hyperbolic, but like you can't diminish the value of a head coach. I mean, I am first on the fuck you, Sean Payton. You abandoned us, and I hate you. I'm right with that. The way that he dragged this unit to 9 wins last year, and we might not get to 5 with a better roster. It's just incredible, and it just goes to show that Dennis Allen is truly aggressively bad at his job. Either of us were as bad at our jobs, we wouldn't be doing a podcast right now. We'd be standing in line to go get an application somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Hopefully that's in his.
That's exactly right.
You know what though? He got a head coaching salary. He's never going to have to work again. He's just going to, if he does, he then he chooses to, but he won't be a head coach. This was his second chance, and he's failing worse than did the first time.
He's totally fine and secure. So yeah, don't feel bad for him at all. So, but.
I feel bad for everyone who spend their hard-earned money to watch his games. It's the teams are flat. The effort's not there. The penalties, the breaks, whatever. But it just looks like they're just lackadaisical. Like they don't give a shit. And if they don't give a shit, why don't we give a shit?
Yeah, you're right.
So good luck to the censor trying to clean up this episode, because it is. That ball's rolling right now.
That guy's taking off.
If you have children, don't have to listen to my show. Hey, if my kids don't listen to my show, your kids shouldn't either.
But yeah, reading the article, Jameis says he got hurt in that third preseason game. So he's never...
The one that no one should fucking play in anyway. God, I hate the preseason. Why do we do this?
Yeah, like he never came into the season healthy. He never came into the season right.
It's just so disappointing.
The Jameis we've seen was flawed. He was hurt. And now I wonder what could have been. And now we're going to be playing this game again during off season.
That's exactly what I was going to say, is that we have the exact same hope dangled in front of us, because next year he's going to be healthy. And he's going to have weapons. And he's going to have O-line, and we're going to buy into it again. He's under contract one more year. We are going to have this exact thing come up again.
And we're going to be reading the tweets from Jameis 101, and he's going to wrap up in a tweet why none of this is Jameis's fault, why he's fine, and you know why we're going to produce with Jameis, and I'm going to be on the fence.
I can tell you. I won't be on the fence. I will be 100% bought in again because of this injury nonsense that has tricked me and pulled the wool over my eyes and gotten me completely convinced that, it'll be fine. Let's do it.
What really should have happened is the year with the Taysom experiment, we should have gotten Jameis and we should have gotten a chance to see what he had under Peyton, under, you know, great coaching. And then we would know for sure if this is our guy or not, and we can move on or not. You know,
that injury last year kind of ruined us for so much potential, so much hope that we'll never have. Because, you know, if he doesn't get hurt last year, make the playoffs, maybe Sean Payton wants to stick around. Maybe this whole situation is different. We got a Jameis Winston with Sean Payton. We score points, and we don't have Dennis Allen out there looking like an asshole. I have gone so quick. When this year started, I was thinking, okay, Dennis Allen's part of the program. He's one of us. He's part of this system.
Right.
And then, and you know what? You know who? What's a really great plan? Having Andy Dalton as a backup. A great plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. And now I want both of them to be lit on fire and shot into the sun.
Hey, we're sending a big shout out to our new partners over at Sports Talk with Friends. We're going to be teaming up with them to bring you some different personalities and points of view. This season is going to be a lot of fun, so go over to their Facebook group and check them out, Sports Talk with Friends.
Third down for what?
All right, Dennis Allen, the biggest thought is he's horrible at his job. We need to get rid of him. I mean, is that even plausible right now to actually really get rid of him?
No.
What?
I mean, you can fire him after this season. There are people saying you can't, and that's nonsense. You could absolutely cut line now, but firing him today doesn't make any sense. You're going to have more coaches available after. Maybe if you fire him today and you have an interim guy step in, you know, you have... Not Carmichael, because he has the personality of a wet sponge. somebody on the staff already. One of the two defensive coordinators that you have two of them and they're both terrible. One of those guys step in, maybe, you know, do what Auburn is doing and just get some former player people like just to tread water and make everyone ignore how terrible your season is. That's right, suck at Auburn. You can't bring him back next year. If you do, you're admitting that you don't care about winning, because that's all this is. We've proven that they can't win. Can't do it.
But it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to just set millions of dollars on fire like that if you're Gail Benson. Sure. Especially considering you knew the coach you were hiring. Like, you had the inside track to know what you were getting before you actually made this hire. So You have to be convinced that this was the correct hire, and you want to stay with it for a little bit to try to see it through, right? I mean, I'm just thinking as a boss here.
He lost to the Panthers as they were aggressively trying to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lost that Falcons game. Yeah, we won it, but we lost that Falcons game. Blew a late lead to the Vikings. We blew a late lead to the Bengals, your favorite team. Mm-hmm. We have failed at every aspect of football. We've had games that have turned just on special teams. We've had games where our offense scored and our defense couldn't stop anybody. We've had games where the defense has played well and the offense couldn't score. Dennis Allen has failed in every possible way that you can fail as a head coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm not an accountant or anything like that, but
we need B-Train on here for the math.
I'm looking at just the recent history, how the Saints have operated, right? Restructuring all the contracts and all that stuff. That takes a lot of cash. And Ms. Benson been giving out a lot of cash to the players. And the last season of the Hurricane, we stayed in Dallas for all that time. I mean, Benson was footing the bill for that. Getting rid of the Pelicans head coach in year one, after year one or whatever, that took a lot of cash. Like, he's been spending money like crazy.
At some point, she has more money than God.
At some point in time, she got to stop spending money like that. And I think this is the time.
all y'all in the offseason, they just wanted to cut lines and release players and fix the cap. And you care more about the cap than getting players. All you assholes look right all of a sudden. You're not. You're still wrong. You're still stupid for wanting to have a cap number and not good players. You're all still wrong, but you look real smart right now, and it makes me real fucking mad to say it out loud.
They're going to go for it here on fourth down.
The future. Where do we go? Where do we go from here, Craig? Because we don't have a first round pick. So we can't stop that.
We absolutely have a goddamn first round pick. We used it already. I hate that narrative. I will throw fists right now. I will fight with someone in the street. We do have a first round pick. We used it on a starting left tackle. who got hurt this year. Just because we already used doesn't mean we don't have one. We didn't forfeit. We didn't use two first round picks to pick a defensive end that gets hurt every year. Right? We didn't actually burn a second first round pick like we did with Davenport. This is a first round pick that we used on a left tackle, which is something you need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can complain about your future all you want, but the first round pick is not the problem.
Okay.
Suck it.
No, it's something that fans do when your team sucks. And you're looking
the only thing at the draft. That sucks is that the pick that the only thing that makes me mad is that the pick we used is a lot higher than the one that we gave. So yeah, we got a left tackle, but it would have been a higher pick if we waited a year to draft that left tackle, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't care. It's still a bad narrative. All right, so all of our future rests on Sean Payton.
Okay.
What can you get for Sean Payton? He stays retired, things look bad. If you trade him away for a third round pick, like these Cowboy fans keep telling me, things are bad. If you get a king's ransom for him, things are good. We do have a young core. We have good players. This last draft, we, for all whatever we can tell, seem to have crushed it. First round pick, Olave is a stud.
Right.
King was coming along before he got hurt. I think he's going to be good. Our second round pick, Alante Taylor, stud. The year before that, we got guys like Pete Werner in the second round, stud. We have a lot of young, quality players to build around. So it's not like a lot of teams where, well, time to rebuild. You gotta tear it all down. You don't have to tear it all down. You got pieces. What you need is draft capital, and you need to fire Dennis Allen into the sun. That's what you need to do. You take a baseball bat to Dennis Allen. You don't have to take it to the salary cap because the salary cap shenanigans have been working. All you have to do is get the right leadership and a quarterback.
So I guess looking at some past drafts, right? We had a good draft. Well, did we have a good draft?
I think so.
21.
Just
Hayden Turner, Pete Werner,
Paulson
Debo.
Debo's
Landon Young. Like these are guys that's on the team.
Young is playing. He's a functional backup. Adebo is still hurt, but when he was healthy last year, he was a very good player.
Mm-hmm.
Werner is going to be a star in this league. And it does look like we missed with Peyton Turner.
He was active. I mean,
again, it's too young. Yeah, it's too young to write him off completely. It's his second year. He was hurt for most of his first year. He's hurt a little bit this year. So it's too early to just write him off, but it does look like of all the rounds that we missed on, it was the first.
The 2020 draft, this year. You know, we selected Ruiz first, Zach Bond, Troutman, and Stevens, you know. But that was the draft class, and I think that looks a little light.
You know, Troutman's fine. He's not developed into the guy we wanted him to be, but for a third round pick to have a functional tight end, yeah, that's fine. That's reasonable.
But it's probably two contributors out this draft. Ruiz and Troutman, and Troutman ain't that good.
No, and Ruiz took his time, but he's developed into a good player. So I think that Ruiz, at this point in his career, if he continues to be what he is now, then Ruiz is a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it took a little while to get there. It's tough. If we compare everything to the 2017 draft, we're always going to be disappointed. That was an all-time draft, you know?
Yeah.
So every time we get a Peyton Turner, we got to remember that sometimes we get Alvin Kamara's in the third. You know what I mean?
But like that 06 draft, that was pivotal, right? That was pivotal to turn around the team. And we hit on so many of those picks.
And we did, but you know what? We also did in 06. We added a quarterback and we added a head coach. So maybe we get rid of Dennis Allen and Andy Dalton and we go from there.
Craig is going to follow. Look,
if Jameis Winston can stand up, if Jameis Winston is as hurt as he was week one, just limping out there and going into the tent every 5 minutes and just slinging up prayers in the fourth quarter, he's still better than Andy Dalton is right now.
You know, he's kind of talked about that. DA did talked about talking with Jameis about playing, seeing how he feels.
So here's what concerns me. Is this the first time he's sat and talked with his quote unquote franchise quarterback about how he's feeling? He's saying, "Oh, I'm going to have a conversation with him." You haven't had one yet? Mm-hmm. His head coach, he's your starting quarterback, or he was, or should be. Now in week whatever the fuck, now you want to have a conversation with him? You haven't thought to do that yet? Dennis Allen is so aggressively bad at his job.
But with Jameis saying, like, his ankle or tendon or whatever he ruptured won't be fully healed for, like, 2 weeks. If you put it back out there, he's gonna be going back out there with bad mechanics. And he's probably going to put out some more bad tape. Why is it that Jameis would be willing to go out there and put out more bad tape?
Like, he's under contract for another year. Why does tape matter right now? You care about tape and your contract.
Oh, it matters.
Year.
Oh, it matters.
I mean,
oh, it matters. Because
it matters
people are looking at him and thinking he's like, he needs to go back to the bench, period. And it does not belong as a starter in the NFL. So when you keep putting out bad film like that, this talk is going to increase. And look, his contract already sucks. Like, he was one step away from that already. So in the next step, it's going to be out of the NFL.
I mean, I get it. I think I would be more on board if it was a contract year, but I get what you're saying. You know why he wants to play? Because he is putting out bad tape is better than being so bad that you're on the bench behind Andy Dalton. Because Andy Dalton's putting out real bad tape. This is Andy Dalton's last game. He ain't going to sign again. When he's a free agent next, he should just retire, sign a one-day contract with the Bengals, retire with the team that liked him. Because he's never playing again. He should never play again for the Saints. He will. He's going to start this week. I guarantee it. And I'm not going to watch because I'm putting my foot down. I'm lying in the sand. I ain't watching Andy Dalton start for the Saints again. I won't do it. I would rather watch Taysom Hill out there. At least Taysom Hill has potential to be great or really bad. Jameis Winston has potential to be great or really bad. Andy Dalton has potential to be okay and really bad.
Yes. That's okay, the feeling.
I don't want that. I would rather roll the dice on something with a higher ceiling. Andy Dalton, I think I said this on Sunday, is his peak isn't good enough. We've seen it and it wasn't good enough.
Right. Yep.
There's no point out. Get rid of him.
Look, that was my fear when, you know, in offseason, Bobby Hebert talking about
I gotta stop you real quick. Bobby Hebert.
Come on, man. Listen, people were talking about it during offseason.
Come on, man.
They were saying, hey, we're going to have a controversy.
We do a casual ass show called The Beer Run where we drink alcohol on air and talk some shit and make jokes about Andy Dalton. And both of us are more qualified to actually talk about the Saints. Bobby is not functional at his current job. Okay. He is in Dennis Allen levels of bad at his job. I want to listen to what you have to say. I respect your opinion, but I have no interest in what Bobby Hebert said because it is dribbling nonsense.
But people that listen, they respect his opinion because, hey, he's a former player. He's a Saint.
I don't care.
Legend, right? You're gonna take this guy's word for it when he's watching practice and you're not.
It's the first time you ever hear him talk, then listen because he's done it and you haven't. But if you ever heard him talk two or three times, then you know he don't know what the hell he is talking about. He's one of those guys where you're watching a game and, you know, say week one, Cordell Patterson gets through the line, gets 10 yards. Oh, someone's gonna smack him. He's gonna keep doing. Oh, like he's going to stop running once you hit him? This NFL player that's been in the league for 10 years, he ain't going to do that anymore once you hit him a couple of times? Shut up. What the hell you're talking about, Bobby Hebert? Shut up. You and Dennis Allen, shut up. New game is back in the worst division of football. We have the worst record in the league tied with, right?
Yeah.
Raiders have only two wins.
Yeah.
Raiders might only have two. We're the worst record in the NFC, and we are in fourth place in the worst division in football. And we have the best roster in our division, and that is on Dennis Allen. And you know, let's not lie here. And the training staff, there is a lot of injuries, and that's not It's not a coincidence that they keep happening to us. It can't be a coincidence.
Every year, man. Like, I know we changed the training staff, but, you know, we got to do something else differently. This ain't working too. Yep, man. Hopefully things start getting a little bit better. We start getting some more optimism.
Okay, here's the thing.
I'd love it.
My prediction, we're not going to get a first for Sean Payton, but we're going to get a package, right? We're going to get maybe 2 seconds and a third. You can build with that, especially with how we hit on the second round picks. So what I really want everyone to do, take a sit back, take a breath, relax. Things are going to be okay. This isn't our year. We know that now. Now we can watch the games. Fun. They're just football now. Not worried about playoffs. Yeah. We're not worried about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Just get to watch our boys out there having a good time. Some football. We win a couple games. Sweet. Get to see Juwan Johnson score some more garbage time touchdowns because that's all he does. Sweet.
Hey, now, for that.
We can... You sit back, you crack open a cold, refreshing drink that you like. You light up a little bit of therapy from our sponsors, which I'm sure you'll hear that for shortly.
The Beer Run Podcast is sponsored by Purple Valley Marijuana. We got that good, good.
That's right.
And you take a breath and you kick your feet up and you go, no pressure, man. We have every game we watched for the last 5 years has been pressure. You lose, you miss out on a draft pick, or you lose, you out on a playoff spot, and oh well, we need this team to lose so we get our number two seed. It's none of that now.
Yeah,
we can relax.
Just relax.
You can
and watch.
Exhale. You can exhale.
Hear from your fantasy teams.
And watch your stupid Wizards and Dragons fantasy teams. Put your feet up, and you can say the famous line that most teams say every year: "It's always next year."
Oh God. Next year, indeed, Craig. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us on the Beer Run. We appreciate all you guys joining us.
All right, guys. Well, that's all we have this week. We know you have a choice in podcasts. We're amazed you continue to choose us. For my co-host, Lil Dice, for Dave's Loud Ass Truck, and the rest of the BS and Beer family, and the California Cajun, have a beer. It's on me.
Who that?
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Or if you're old and want to write a strongly written letter, email us bsandbeer@icloud.com. CTC real. Take it to the same time, but then take it to the veal. 8 walk about 11, 12, 13.